MTV Cast.
Hey, it's Landshark Brian and my binary bicycles, Chuparosa, checking in from the Zipline Adventures, the opposite direction on the highway from Oracle. It's like 2.4 miles. I think it's a lot closer. I don't know. But it's good. I got a great big salad and a couple of chicken tacos that are to die for. Highs and lows, that one definitely counts as a high. All of that, or Friday, counted as a low. First, I was in the Easy Bake Oven that is Balota Valley, and then I was in the Easy Bake Oven that is Molino Basin. Both of them face south, and they're just nice and enclosed, and hotter than the dickens. And put me in a little bit of strife. Got up to Summer Haven an hour before the general store opened, and I decided to sit it out and wait for it. It was probably the best decision I've made so far on this ride, because it gave me a chance to recover a little bit. And then they heated up soup for me, and I was craving chicken noodle soup, so good times. I guess the other big high was the first day. I've never covered 105 miles in the first day of EZTR. That was a pretty cool feeling to be a little bit past La Sevilla. Anyway, then get back to my tacos and salad and check in with you guys later. Cheers.
Hey there, it's your old pal Jay Doobies calling in on the Arizona Trail 750. Day three, 4 o'clock, 4:30 out here. I'm at Kearney, at Kelvin Bridge. Got a little pizza from Old Time. Lorraine from Old Time Pizza brought her beautiful smile and a couple of cold sodas, cups of ice, and a pizza. A little note for you would-be pizza wranglers out there. Hold your fire as far as calling her till you start down the actual descent. You can call from the top of the ridge, but it's going to take you probably 2 hours to get down here. And she gets sandbagged all the time by people not knowing how long it's going to take. So when you crest out on the very top of the Ripsy Climb, you can call it from there, but that's, I'd say, 2 hours to be safe. The very end, when you're dropping in, you start hitting the switchbacks, about an hour. It took me 45 minutes to descend, but I was, like, cooking, trying to not be late. So that's a little tip for y'all out there. Anywho, all day I've been, actually, I pushed it over Lemon with freaking 1,000 watts per meter coming out of the ass end of it. You know what I mean? It's bad, man. It's bad. But we're moving. The thing still rolls. And I'm getting the bike shop, mobile bike shop's meeting me at Picket Post tomorrow morning. We're going to whop them out with a fresh rehub body, and then you're going to see some speed. Sick of being so slow.
Hey, it's your old pal Jay Doobies again. I'm still here at the bridge, smoking on some devil's lettuce, waiting for it to cool off a little bit here. Poor I pushed my halfway broken bike through the canyon. A couple more thoughts I had, though. First of all, if y'all get pizza, Good Time Pizza in Kearney, Arizona, ask for Lorraine. She's the sweetest piece of pie you ever meet in your life. And tip her, you cheap bastards. Any of y'all sweaty, spandex-clad freakos being all mean to her because you're hungry and you want pizza and your race isn't going how you thought it would go? Check yourself, man. Be nice to her.
Hey, MTB Cast, Paul Wissenbeck calling in from 750. Well, I'm somewhere between Oracle and Freeman Road. Man, the wind is howling. Who knew the wind blew in Arizona? Oh, my goodness. It's a beautiful day out. It's not as hot as it was yesterday, but still hotter than hell. So just hoping for some afternoon shade to come along and start to cool down. And see if I can make up some ground here. It's absolutely beautiful out here again. Love it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, this is Bethel Villegas calling from Tiger Mine Trailhead. Dive in. Really windy and but actually very refreshing. It's been a long haul today. I want to thank our Lord for giving us such a beautiful, amazing playground that he created for us to play, and just in awe every moment, every stroke. Anyways, I've been riding since 3:30 this morning, and just I'm not sure if I'll go tonight, but I'm going to see. We'll just see. And my beautiful wife, Shannon Vegas, who works for the Arizona Trail Association, she's been so supportive on that. She actually rode for a couple of days with me, and was such a motivator. Met some wonderful people. Actually, I ran into Zach McDonald, one of the trail crew leaders, coming up Mount Lemmon, Catalina Highway today, and we had a great conversation. You know, these are the people that make this happen in so many ways. So if you're not a member yet, please do so. Make some contributions, because it takes a lot of work, a lot of effort, and a lot of money, as you guys probably have experienced. Yes, just calling. I'm feeling pretty decent now after I recovered. Great steakhouse there. The service is impeccable. Pizza, great way to refuel. I understand that Easter tomorrow, there's going to be Old Timers Pizza is going to be closed. So I don't know what's going to happen there for those who didn't plan for that. Hopefully everybody makes it okay. Anyways, it's been fun, and until next time, hasta la vie.